I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, something way more important has come up than whatever we were going to talk about. We'll get to all the stuff we got to talk about. But Rob, you know what we're going to do now? With the help of the text line and phone calls, we're going to make our official barbecue tour list with Mitchell Schwartz. You guys think I'm joking. I'm 100% serious. We are going to go around the city to 20 to 25 restaurants. We're going to have him taste them and give us his opinions. That's what we're going to do. We're going to make that our goal. We're going to make that our mission to accomplish this, Rob. We need to figure out together as a group and as a unit which ones need to make it. So for this, Rob, we can remove some of the fairly obvious ones. I think he's been to Jack Stack before. He's been to Q39 before, right? But there's probably some great hole-in-the-wall joints that he's never been to before that we should take him. If he's going to live here, you got to have a vast, wide knowledge of barbecue restaurants. So, Rob, that's what we're going to do for the hits today. The Royals will trade Whit Merrifield at some point in life. Hosmer might get traded. He might not get traded. Tomorrow, we can talk about training camp. Today, we're talking meat. We're talking meat here on the drive. All right, Rob, what do we need to put on this list? Slaps has to be included. There is no chance in the world that Mitchell Schwartz is eating slaps.
I was going to say slaps and LCs, auto on.
Okay, slaps and LCs. All right, those are we can take phone calls on this. If you want to take phone calls, we're talking about this for the next 10 minutes, and then we'll talk about something else. I'm coming away with a list. I'm not ending this segment until we have a concrete list. All right, Jones Barbecue. I'm putting Jones Barbecue on this list. I've never been to Jones before. I've never been to Jones Barbecue. Have you been over there before?
I don't know what Jones Barbecue is. So, okay. No, I've never been there.
I know it's owned by two black women. I feel like it was on some TV show. That's all I know about Jones Barbecue. I do not know anything else about it.
You seem to know a lot about it for someone who's never been
there.
That's
all I know. So you guys might be wondering what we're talking about. We had Mitchell Schwartz in, and we came to the conclusion that we are going to go to like 25 barbecue restaurants that he has never been to. We will have him sample their food. We will have him make a video and give his opinion about it. All right. So right now we have three guaranteed on the list: Slaps, LC's, and Jones. We are moving away from the very obvious one. So some of you are going to say, Gates, you know I love Gates Barbecue, but that's on here. All right. Someone said we should do a KCK tour. All right, you know what? The KCK tour is actually a strong idea. Are we putting Rosedale on there? I think you got to put Rosedale on.
I
think Rosedale has to make it.
I agree. BB's Lawnside getting a lot of love on the text line. BB's Lawnside, I'd put that on the list.
Okay, Rosedale. We putting BB's on there?
I'd put BB's on. Do you think he's been to BB's?
No chance.
Put BB's on the list.
I don't think he's been to any. I think he's probably been to like the big
the
five
Mount Rushmore
to
ones.
Yeah, probably the big 5 to 8. I don't think he's really been to that many outside of that.
Okay, put on the list then.
We'll take all these phone calls.
All right.
Someone said Carrington's pretty pumped about the prospect of 20 free meals. Rob, they obviously don't know. We eat for free very frequently on this show. I don't know what you guys are talking about.
You know what I'm excited about? Every time we go to these places, hey, tall guy, take a photo of me, Carrington, and Mitchell.
Yeah, no, we eat for free a lot here. Calm down here. I'm excited to eat with Mitch. I like Mitch. Mitch is my guy. All right, Slaps, LC's, Jones. I am kind of excited to eat the Jones for free. I ain't going to lie to you. Rosedale. BB's Lawnside, we're officially putting on the list. We're officially putting BB's. BB's to me, though, is good if you're going to eat and stay there. Like, that's kind of a place you got to have the experience of going to BB's Lawnside. You got to have the experience of going there. All right. I see somebody say Plowboys. I'm going to put Plowboys on the list. Rob's answering the phone. I will put Plowboys on this list for the purposes of this conversation. Text line 913-576-7610. Are we putting Zarda on the list? Or is Zarda a little bit too mainstream? I know Zarda's not the Mount Rushmore type, but is it a little bit too mainstream for this list, or does Zarda go on here?
I think he would have probably been to Zarda. We can put on the list with an asterisk.
Don't the Chiefs have sponsored Zarda all the time?
Yeah, that's why I think he probably was been to Zarda. If you put Zarda on the list with an asterisk, he's been there, we'll take it off the list. That's probably fair, right? We at least have to run it by him. Have you been here? If he says yes, okay, take it off.
I do want to put Hog Jaws on here.
Oh, yeah.
Hog Jaw has to go on there. Incredible.
Someone said Brobex. Yep, throw that on the list.
Where is that? I don't think I've ever been there before.
You've never been there? I've been there once. It's really good.
Okay. All right. What's the name of it?
Brobex. It's in Overland Park. I know that's not really your neck of the woods, but good barbecue.
They got good barbecue in Overland Park?
Don't slander the
I'm
South.
I'm asking.
They got good barbecue. They got good barbecue in Overland Park.
What?
I just told you Brobex.
I never heard of this before, bro. I don't know. I don't know if they make a good barbecue over there on that side. They make good barbecue in KCK. They make good barbecue in Overland Park?
I get this enough from Bink. I don't need this Living South slander.
I'm just asking. List. You want to know how I know if you make good barbecue? I'm going to give you the telltale sign if you make good barbecue or not. When you go in the back, is it a dude in an apron?
What are you doing going in the back of these places?
But you know, like, you see the dude in the back, right? You see the dude in the back. The dude in the back, he got on an apron. His apron got handprints and fingerprints and barbecue sauce all over it. He got a chef hat, but it's kind of cocked to the side. He got a toothpick in his mouth. That's key. The chef, the grill master, the pit master always has a little toothpick in his mouth. He's been working there for 40 years. He has mastered barbecue. If your place doesn't have that guy in the back, you ain't making real barbecue. And that person's not working at Overland Park.
So this is why you don't have Q39 on your list, because Q39 doesn't have that person.
No, I agree. That's why I think it's a little overrated.
I'm just telling you, put on the list.
You know what? I'm putting Big T's barbecue on this list.
Yeah, obviously.
I'm putting Big T's on here. You want to know who got the dude in the back with the toothpick in his mouth?
Big T's. Yeah,
that's actually Big T himself.
I said that is Miss. That's Mr. T.
Yeah, I know. Big T. All right. Big T's. All right. So right now on the list is what we have. It's what we have. Slaps, LC's, Jones, Rosedale, BB's, Plowboys, Hogjaw, Brobex, and Big T's. So we have 9 right now. I want to get to like 15, Rob. I got to get to 15, at least initially, that we feel really good about. A lot of people are throwing out Smokehouse. Are we putting Smokehouse on the list? Or Smokehouse kind of in that Zarda category, or maybe a little bit too big?
I'm going to say, if we put on the list, asterisk again, because I think he's likely been there, but we can put on the list, and the worst thing that happens is he says, yes, I've had that, and we take it off the list. That's just life.
Okay, I will say this. The most popular one on there that we haven't put, the one we have put on there, is Hayward's. Where's Hayward's barbecue? I've never even been to Hayward's before. I don't know where Hayward's is. Give me the 411 on Hayward's.
Hayward's is in Shawnee, I believe. It used to have another location out in Overland Park, which I know is apparently a crime for you, but it's in Shawnee somewhere. I don't know where in Shawnee. I just know it's in Shawnee.
Okay. All right.
It's probably near the station, if we're being honest.
All right. This is what we have. We have our official 10 right now. We'll add 5 more. Slaps, LC's, Jones, Rosedale, BB's, Plowboys, Hogjaw, Brobex, Big T's, and Hayward's. Is there any one of these that you would have coming off this list? Because there's one of these I don't like, and I've been there before, I do not like it.
Really? I have only been to about half of those places, so I'm excited for the other half. Yeah, I got no issue with that list.
Someone said, I haven't seen Carrington this fired up since he found out Missouri was getting a 4-star recruit. Relax, okay? See what happens in the text line? We try to do things with the family. This is how they do me.
That's not even true. You guys should have seen how excited he was yesterday to dunk on K-State. We had a great 6 minutes. And that joy was stolen from him because Jim Stirk resigned.
Yeah, they did. They'd immediately take that joy away. You know what? I'm making the call. I'm removing BB's barbecue and I'm putting burn in barbecue.
I was going to say burn in. I mean, I was fine adding burn in. Burn in is good. I assumed someone would say on our account.
Burn in.
You don't like
fire.
BB's though?
I didn't like it.
I mean, it's not like, oh man, but it's good.
I was not a big fan of it.
That's fair.
I had the barbecue chicken there and I didn't see a speck of seasoning. I didn't see any paprika.
Salt?
I didn't see any oregano. I didn't see any herbs, no spices. Not a single one on my piece of chicken. It was not good. I did not like it. It was a great ambiance. Good place to go grab yourself a drink. Maybe I would go back and get some like potato skins or something. I do not have any interest in going back. All right, burn in. I'm gonna feel bad. We're gonna leave off blind box. I really like blind box.
Where's this arbitrary 10? I thought we were going to 25.
I mean, I don't want to sit here all day and just keep. But I could though. I'm not gonna lie. Yeah. I could. All right. So this is what we're doing to give you guys a little bit of understanding of what we're doing. Mitchell Schwartz has agreed to go on a barbecue tour with us. We are going to go around the city and try out barbecue. We're going to record a video of it and we'll figure out what to do with the video. We'll figure out what to do with it, but you got my word. I will make this happen. I want to see this happen for all of us. I really want to happen for me and Rob because we're gonna be the ones that benefit the most out of this. So I'm really invested in making this happen. Okay, so we have, those are our five. Slaps, LCs, Jones, Rosedale, Burn-In, Plowboys, Hogjaw, Brobex, Big T's, and Hayward. Let's go to the phone line. We'll take a couple suggestions. We'll go back to the text line, and then we'll talk about sports. Maybe. Larry, go ahead.
So the one place you guys are really missing out on, which has been rated the number one barbecue restaurant in the city per New York Times food editor, is Scott's Kitchen by the airport.
Scott's Kitchen, it's called?
Yep, it's amazing.
Okay, Scott's Kitchen. Let me put this down. I'm going to put it down. I appreciate you, Larry. Have you heard this place before? All these other ones I've heard of, other than Brobex, to be completely honest with you, I've never heard of Scott's Kitchen before.
Scott's Kitchen is beyond my purview. I'm not near the airport that often, though.
All right, so I'm putting Scott's Kitchen with a question mark here. I'm putting it with a question mark. I don't know. I'm seeing a lot of people on the text line say Roscoe's and KCK. Are you familiar with a Roscoe's? I've been to Roscoe's Chicken and Waffle. I didn't know he expanded and had a barbecue place. I didn't know.
I'm unaware he had barbecue. I'm going to say I know Roscoe's, but I didn't think it was barbecue.
Okay. All right. You know what? I'm putting Roscoe's also with the question mark by
fair
it.
By
I don't
me.
Know 100%. We got to do our more field research. Roscoe's. All right.
Someone says Jack Stack. You don't get the game.
No, we're not going there. No. All right, which one should we take? Andrew, Bob, or Rob?
Oh, Rob. Always Rob.
All right. Team Rob. Go ahead, Rob.
Hey, guys. Larry stole my thunder. I dream about Scott's Kitchen. Worth the drive. It's Kansas City's best-kept secret. So, yeah. Second vote for Scott.
Okay. All right. Let me put you on hold here. All right. Let's take a small timeout. Text line 913-576-7610. I've never heard of Scott's Kitchen. I'm not saying Scott's Kitchen's bad. We could have on Scott himself tomorrow to talk about something. I never heard of it. These two phone calls are the first time I've ever heard of Scott's Kitchen. I lived here my entire life. Rob, you lived here your entire life. I've never heard of it until today. If you guys vouch for Scott's Kitchen, we'll make that first on the list. Because I'm genuinely curious about it. I learned something today. Rob, this is your first time hearing about it too, right?
Yeah, I'm literally Googling it. I'm like, this is a very popular place, apparently, according to Google. I've never heard of it.
Hold
literally
on.
Right next to the airport.
What's Yelp say? Give me the lowdown on the Yelp review.
I feel like Yelp's sometimes a bad barometer. According to Google reviews, that's what I got right here, 4.8.
Out of 5?
Out of 5, with 886
okay,
reviews.
Okay, yeah, no, that's Scott's Kitchen's going on the list. Unless the text line objects, Scott's Kitchen is going on the list.
The little breakdown here is simply a pointed outpost featuring American barbecue fare and tacos in a warm, relaxed vibe. I don't know how I've never found this place.
Sounds like heaven. What are you talking about?
I should have just said this spot's for the drive.
Read that again. What do they have?
The little Google review says simply a pointed outpost featuring American barbecue fare and tacos amid warm, relaxed vibes.
How is this not the most popular restaurant in the city?
This should be sponsoring the show.
They have great barbecue, great tacos, and great vibes. Scott, I'll do your commercials for free. I won't even take my normal percentage. I won't even take it. I just want to let me hang out there. What are you talking about? How has this place been kept secret from the rest of us? Great barbecue, great tacos, great vibes. This sounds like the Garden of Eden. I know the
Someone
Garden
on the text line
was...
does point out a valid complaint. It has funky hours, 7 to 6:30 every day, closed on Saturday and Sunday.
What's wrong with 7 to 6:30?
We're busy until 6.
We can go on Thursday. They got a day game. We can go coming back from St. Joe.
There you go.
Yeah. Somebody said if you're willing to drive an hour south, come on now. I mean, I'm not saying that place isn't good, but you guys got to be a little bit more lenient. You got to be a little more flexible here. I'm not driving an hour for your barbecue.
By the way, we started talking about Scott's Kitchen. I'll give you one guess on a person in the station that texted me how good Scott's is.
What'd they say?
It was Jay Binkley. Goes, Scott's, now we're talking. If it's north of downtown, Binks calls it home.
Yeah, no, 100%. All right. I'm going to take one of these two phone calls. Andrew or Bob, who's coming on the show? You tell me. You talk to him.
Let's go with Andrew.
All right, Andrew. Andrew, have you been to this Scott's Kitchen's place? Have you been there?
I have not been there, and I've never even heard of it. So I'm confused.
Me too. I'm just as confused as you. All right, Andrew, give us your suggestion of a barbecue place.
Okay. I didn't know it was going to be barbecue, so I'm going to switch my text in and say Jousting Pigs in Liberty, Missouri. They're half with a brewery. It's called Three Halves and Jousting Pigs in Liberty, Missouri.
Okay. I've seen that on the text line here. I think I've been there before, but I can't remember. I think I've been to Jousting Pigs, but I'm not going to lie to you. I'm happy to try it again. Happy to try it one more time if I forgot. Some of you are making great suggestions on barbecue places. At least they sound great, but they're way outside any area I'm trying to go. All right.
In the whole point to expand the horizons here?
We think that, number one, I'm not sure if Mitchell Schwartz is coming with us to Hogjaw and it's down the street. Would you think he's coming with us to Smithville, Missouri? We're just driving to Smithville with Mitchell Schwartz?
I mean,
I'm not sure if his back can hold up that long in the car.
Boy, that would be one. That's we need a video of the road trip. We're going to Smithville.
Yeah, we're just going to Smithville. We're going to Williamsburg, Kansas to eat barbecue. No, it needs to be within 20 minutes of downtown or we ain't going. Basically, is the rule we're making. 25 is pushing it. The little grill in Manhattan. You're blocked. You're blocked. I'm sure the little grill is great, but you're blocked for spamming the text line. All right, do we have our initial list? Do we need to keep adding?
I think we have someone just said Gardner. Okay, now we've lost
it. Yeah, we've ruined it.
We've lost the text line.
We've ruined it. That's my fault. I should have. You know what? The callers, they did their purpose today. The text line, you guys got to be better. You got to be better. Text line's got to be better. I agree. They got to be better. Someone, hold on. Andrew said, Andrew, I got disconnected. I was going to say, I know the owner of Slaps. And you know what? Yo, put Andrew's number down real quick. Let me get you Andrew's number here. Andrew said he could hook us up. Call Andrew. Someone said, can you repeat the list again? All right, so this is what we're doing today. We'll talk about sports another time. The Royals aren't good. You guys know that. Football hasn't started yet. Mitchell Schwartz was here, and I told him that we are going to come up with our own barbecue tour. He said he hasn't been to a lot of barbecue places. I said, okay, cool. We'll work together to figure it out. So I've made a list of places that he hasn't been to outside of the traditional ones. You guys know the names of them. And we will have him try them and give his opinion on the barbecue. Slaps, LC's, Jones, Rosedale, Burn-In. Burn-In might be the best out of those five. That Burn-In's amazing. Plowboy, Hogjaw, Brobeck's, Big T's, Hayward's, Scott's Kitchen, Roscoe's, and Jousting Pig. That's what we have right now as a list. That is 12. We can add three more.
Someone on the text line. Text line, welcome back.
So
someone asked a good question on the text line.
We'll take three more.
Are we going to try the same thing at every place?
Yeah.
I'm going to say, are we going for the specialty or the same thing at every place? Because we're going to have to sit down and establish what our same thing is.
I think we have to have them as a little test. So I think it needs to be a little bit of ribs, a little bit of brisket, a little bit of pulled pork, like a
burn in. We gotta put some burn ins on there.
A barbecue sampler from all of these places. And then he'll be like, you know, I like this one. I like this one. I don't like this one. All right, that's how I think we do it. Because then, you know, we got to have some kind of uniformity to this. Some kind of uniformity. All right, we need three more. This is what we'll do. We'll check the text line. We'll take a couple calls. We'll talk about the Royals potentially trading for Eric Hosmer. We'll do all that coming up on the other side. Keep it locked in right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive. Weekdays 2 to 6.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We are doing very important work here on The Drive. Mitchell Schwartz said that he will go on a barbecue tour with us. He is my new BFF. Find your own friend. We are making a list of barbecue places, and we're going to go to these places and eat with Mitchell Schwartz. I will throw this APB out there for anyone who can help us. We're moving you to the front of the line, and we'll figure it out so you can meet Mitch. I don't know what we got to do, but we'll make it happen. So I'm putting in ones we've already locked in. Jousting Pigs, we've locked in. Jousting Pigs is a sponsor of this segment that we just created. So, like, if your uncle or something own one of these places, they're moving to the front of the line because it's the least amount of work we need to do.
Also, that Andrew guy who called in said he had a hookup at Slaps. Welcome to the list.
Oh, yeah. No, the guy that owns Slaps, we went to high school together. So, that's nothing. Yeah,
never mind. Sorry, Andrew.
That's nothing. Shout out to my guy, Joe Pierce. All right. I can get us Hog Jaw, too. I feel pretty confident I can get us Hog Jaw.
Jousting Pigs are the one the guy gave us, right?
Actually, I know the guy that owns Blind Box. We got to put them on the list. All right. Blind Box is now being added to
the list. If
you
know all these owners, what are we doing for crowdsourcing this? You might be the most famous person when we go to this. It's going to be you, then Mitch, then...
No, definitely not me.
Big drop off.
Definitely not me.
Then the owner, then big drop off, then Rob.
Definitely not me. All right. I think we need like two more of these. I'm going to let you pick the two off the text line. This gives us like a really good foundation that we can start on. This gives us like a really good. Oh, hold on. This guy said he works at Plowboys. Hold on. At this point, you could be lying to me, but we're going to try. I would say right now, based on the list that we have, I'm most excited to go to Scott's Kitchen. I never heard of this place before. I never heard of this place until today. Most of these restaurants I heard of at some point in my life. I never heard of this. Someone said, Sita, I'll help you. All you need to do is follow me on Instagram. Sure. That ain't a problem. That ain't a problem, Rob. All right. I feel like we've done good work here. For a segment that we came up with on the air, we did good work here today. Matt, you know what? I'm not going to leave you on hold for too much longer. Go ahead, Matt.
Yeah, hey, got a second, Scott. Kitchen, but I also want to throw a shout out to Jazzy Bees and Lee Summit on Colburn Road. They've got some really, really good, same way Scott's has kind of got the Tex-Mex Southern meets barbecue. Jazzy B's got the New Orleans style food meets barbecue. Really, really good stuff over there.
Okay. All right. You know what, Matt? I've seen a couple people suggest Jazzy B's. Are we officially submitting Jazzy B's to the list?
I will put Jazzy B's official. I've actually had Jazzy B's. I had it on a food truck once. It's pretty good. I'll put it on the list.
They got a Jazzy B's food truck?
I went to this bourbon tasting once. They had Jazzy B's food truck there. It was an incredible time.
You really from Kansas City if you got a favorite food truck. You're really. Someone said you're putting this together and Mitch going to be like, I was just kidding. Nah, Mitch is doing it. I mean, I don't know what we need to have, but Mitch is doing it. I've signed Mitch's time up. I can't wait. I'm really excited about it. I'm thrilled, pumped about it. Text line. Someone said, I know the owner of Char Bar in Westport. Rob, if that's the case, then we're putting you on the list. Any of you that know any of these people that own these places that we just got to make one phone call and they hook us up, you're in the front of the list. Rob, I feel like, all right, this is what we got, and we'll move on. We'll do the hits. I promise you, I'll do the hits. I'm sure it'll be great.
I'm sure it'll be great.
Slaps, LCs, Jones. I got to pay for Jones. They ain't giving none free. They too famous. They popping right now. Rosedale, Burn-Ins, Plowboys, Hogjaw, Brobex. Brobex is on. I'm excited to go to Brobex. I've never heard of it before.
I'm excited to introduce you to the Brobex world.
Big T's, Hayward's, Scott's, Roscoe's, Jousting Pig, Blind Box, Jazzy B's, and Char Bar.
Someone on the text line says Mitch knows about the owner of Char Bar. He posts their products all the time on Instagram.
Okay, so he might have already been there.
He might have already been there.
Mm. All right. Someone said you just turned the list into a sellout list. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah.
You new around here?
Yeah. Yeah. I can be swayed. I can absolutely be swayed. Absolutely.
Oh. I went to high school with Scott from Scott's Kitchen.
Okay. Oh, look at
that. Okay.
This. We're
okay.
It up.
All right.
We're hooking it up. All right, guys. You know what? I'll figure out a way to include you guys in this, too. I don't want to be the only people that eat in this scenario. We'll figure out a way to hook you guys up, too. We'll figure out a way. Don't worry. Put your faith and trust in the drive. The same way you guys trusted me in the survivor pool. Show that same trust in me today.
Don't make that the analogy.
And faith that you guys know that I'm going to come through for the survivor. I'm going to put that same energy into making this happen. The same intensity and passion. I'm going to make that happen today. I promise you that's going to happen. I've never let you down on Survivor. I will not let you down here. I'm the survivor. All right, Rob, let's do the hits. I know it's going to be great.
Okay, now.
The latest we've ever done the hits.
The moment you've all been waiting for.
Check it out.
The top stories of the day, every day at 5 o'clock. The hits.
Cue it up.
One.
Let's go.
Well, the top hit in Kansas City is a former Royal as Eric Hosmer finds...
That's not the top hit. The top hit is we found out that Scott's Kitchen is the greatest restaurant in America. That's what we've learned today.
Chill vibes, tacos, and barbecue. I don't understand how we never went there.
It's not an amazing place.
I blame Bink for never telling us about this.
I'm going there today after the show. Must be called CDOT's Kitchen. I'm about to own it.
The top non-barbecue story in Kansas City is former Royals first baseman Eric Hosmer, who reportedly the Padres are trying to trade away and would even pair one of their prospects with so they could dump his contract. Carrington, Hosmer was a fan favorite. Do the Royals need to kick the tires on a trade for Eric Hosmer?
Going back to your ex is never as great the second time as it was the first time. In theory, it makes sense. You guys are comfortable with each other. You're familiar with one another. But in the end, it never works out that way. Let me ask you guys this. What's the number one reason that you would want Eric Hosmer back? Because the number one reason you want Hosmer back is he was on the 14 and 15 team. Rob, cut the music really quickly because I don't think that we've actually read people what Eric Hosmer's numbers are for this season. You want to know why the biggest reason on why they're trying to get out from under that contract with Eric Hosmer? Because the contract has been terrible for them because Hosmer hasn't lived up to the expectation that they've placed on him. His career high in home runs as a Padre is 22. He has never had a 100 RBI season. He has never hit 300 in a Padres uniform. He has not made the All-Star team. He has not been a Gold Glover since he has been there. He has been just another guy. In the Royals, he had won 4 Gold Gloves. He was an All-Star. Hosmer was a much better Royal than he was as a Padre. Now, I'm not going to speculate on why that is. I haven't seen many Padres games enough to give you a definitive this is why he is. But Eric Hosmer this year has played in 92 games. He has 356 plate appearances. He has 8 home runs. And I understand it's a pitcher-friendly ballpark, but so is Kauffman. He has 48 RBIs. He's hitting .266. His on-base percentage is drastically lower than what his career average was in Kansas City. His slugging percentage is very blah, .381. He is one of the worst everyday first basemen in Major League Baseball. That's not an opinion. That is a fact. Hosmer is one of the worst everyday first basemen in baseball. That's a guy you want to commit $45 million to the rest of his career? I don't have any interest in doing that. Bad contracts have weighed down this franchise ever since the window closed. Whether it was Ian Kennedy's deal, whether it was Alex Gordon's deal, to some extent, whether it's been Danny Duffy's contract, they have been weighed down by bad contracts. They don't really have any anymore on this team. Who? Witt's not a bad contract. Salvador Perez isn't a bad contract. Those are the only people who are seeing substantial money. Why would you opt in to a bad deal? I'm not interested in signing Eric Hosmer. Signing Hosmer would be solely about signing nostalgia and not a player that you think is a foundational piece that can help you build toward the future. I'm not interested in Hosmer. Two.
Well, speaking of trades and the trade deadline, which is the end of the week this week, Dayton Moore met with the media today via Zoom. He was asked about what he needs to see to be making moves.
Don't expect us to do any deals moving, you know, our core group of specially positioned players and starting pitchers that, you know, we feel are part of our future. And, of course, we'll evaluate, you know, every potential deal that's out there. But I would basically categorize it as, you know, we've really got to be overwhelmed if we're going to move, you know, one of our key contributors to this team and those players that we feel are key contributors, you know, into the future.
Carrington, what do you think Dayton considers the core and what do you believe he needs to be overwhelmed with to move that quote unquote core?
I don't know. I wish I had a strong answer on what their core is. Bobby Witt Jr., Nick Prado, Merrifield. Are we putting AJ Melendez as part of their core? I understand he's not on the major league team, but are we putting his guys that they deem to be part of their core?
Maybe. By the time he's up, Perez won't be catching, so I guess, yeah.
Okay. So that's 4. We put in Coar, Lynch, and AC, all 3 of them on core?
Let's say 2/3.
Okay, that's fine.
Let's say 2/3 of them become players on this team.
Can't put Monacy. Can't put Dozier.
Nope.
Can't put Soler.
Nope.
Can't put Santana.
Uh-uh.
Can't put Benintendi. And
nope.
I like Benintendi, but if you got the right offer for Benintendi, you should be interested in that trade.
Stalmont, maybe?
Yeah, I would trade Stalmont at the deadline.
Yeah, I'm just thinking
right
of players that are young. I mean,
so yeah, when they say it would take great movement or something that would move us, you ain't got that many players. And I would even say, there's no reason to trade Coar, Lynch, or Asa Lacy unless you've given up on them, you know, or unless Asa Lacy you feel can get you that veteran the same way that Will Myers got you, and that's the guy. All right, hey. We're trading this prospect because somebody wants him. We're going to put him into our system. The guy we get back in return, and he's a day one guy ready to go. When you've been as bad as the Royals have been for the last 5 years, you don't have an untouchable core. What I think happens with the Royals is like what happens with a lot of people and a lot of things. You value it more than what it's worth. You love your first car. When your first car blows a head gasket or you need some transmission work and they tell you it's $4,000, your heart wants to fix that car because you're emotionally tied to the car. but check the Kelley Blue Book. Your car's worth $2,800. Why are you going to put that much resources into fixing this car when the work you're doing is more than the vehicle? You know what happens? What we got to do with all of our first car, you got to get rid of it. That's what I think they do with a lot of these assets. I think they love them. They groom them. They brought them up. Maybe it's not working, and Dayton has the I can fix them. I can fix it mentality. Hunter Dozier's almost 30 years old. I don't know if you're fixing Hunter Dozier. I don't know if you're fixing Jorge Soler to come back next year on a one-year deal. I don't know if you're going to be able to fix it. Knowing when to get out sometimes is the right move. You're listening to The Drive on 610 Sports Radio, the brand new Odyssey app. Coming up, we'll get to Before We Sign Off. Keep it locked right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive, 610 Sports Radio.
We gotta get out of here.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
Before we go.
610 Sports Radio, 610sports.com, and the brand new Odyssey app. I'm still looking at our barbecue list, Rob, and I'm really excited about it. I can't wait to do this. Do you think we give Dayton enough credit for eventually saying no to Eric Hosmer? Like, regardless of how you feel about this team, our feelings are very different if he gives Eric Hosmer this contract and he's played the last 4 years making $21 million a year and they are not good. And he's been the player that he's been.
Yeah, I would say we probably don't give him the proper credit for that because I think, for better or worse, we judge GMs by the moves they do make, not the ones that they don't. So it's hard to give him credit for not signing someone. But yeah, he deserves credit for, you know, Eric Hosmer's not part of this team, and Eric Hosmer's been bad since leaving this team. I think he had one good year, but that's not worth that contract.
Text line 913-576-7610. We're still taking submissions for people who would like to donate to our barbecue cause. That's still a thing on this show, if you would like for it to be a thing. So you and I, Rob, are going to eat later today at Third Street Social.
Speaking of free meals.
Oh, I can't wait. I don't know much about it, but I can't wait. I know that much. It's going to be a great meal. A fantastic meal. Have you been to it before?
I have never been to Third Street Social. A friend of mine said it's one of the best restaurants in Kansas City, so I'm really excited because they live in Lee Summit, so they love that one.
If we did a power ranking of restaurants on the plaza, what's the top five, you think?
So just restaurants. So like,
top five restaurants on the plaza. Is number one Capital Grill? It's not even it's Capital Grill?
Yeah, probably. Graham and Dunn is in this list. What's that one pig? It's like pig and...
I've never been to the Melting Pot. You ever been there before?
I've been there once.
I don't know what it is, but I've never been
there. Like fondue? It's fondue.
Yeah, I've never been there before. Is it good?
I mean, if you like fondue, it's good. I mean, I don't love fondue. Kona Grill?
This is the thing. I'm not sure if Kona's in the top five or really top 10.
What are your five? You're taking Kona out.
Jack Stack has to be ahead of Kona.
I feel like Jack Stack is available so much everywhere now that I can't be like, oh, it's a top five. For plaza specific. Man, this is how I look at it.
Ooh, Fogo is on the plaza. That's top five.
Fogo's good.
Yeah, Kona's not top five on the plaza. It's not top five.
I think Kona's top five.
Brio's higher than Kona. Rather go eat at Brio than go eat at Kona.
And now here,
tomorrow, if you offered me a gift card and said you can go to Brio or Kona, I'll go to Brio. I would take the Brio.
Here's my question of the hour. Do we count? I know the Falloon's like a bar. Is that in the restaurant vein?
Yeah, that counts. I would count that.
Okay, then yeah, then maybe it's out of five because the Falloon's amazing. It's a very fun time.
Now, if you're talking at 10:30 at night, Kona might be top five.
That reverse
happy hour price, very swanky. Yeah, I'm with you. It might then be top five. P.F. Chang's, not top five.
No.
Rye's way ahead of P.F. Chang's.
Rye should be top. Rye's top three. Rye's incredible.
We think Rye's top three?
Yes.
Rye's not ahead. I don't know if Rye's top three on the Plaza. I don't know if it's top three.
You don't think it's top three?
Sounds like we have our draft.
I mean.
Sounds like we have the Plaza draft. This is just a side note, and this is perfect what this is for. Can they put the movie theater back? That was the perfect. It wasn't my favorite movie theater in the city, but when you think about location and proximity to other things, the Cinemark on the Plaza was the best movie theater in the city. It was not the nicest, but when you factor in location, price, availability to other things, it was number one. Now it's gone. And for what? They didn't replace it with anything. They're about to put a Gordman's there.
They've been renovating that thing for ever.
Nobody wants your Nordstrom's Rack. That's just big Gordman's. You know what Nordstrom's Rack is? High-priced TJ Maxx is what it is.
Yeah, 100%.
Super Home Goods. That's what we got rid of the movie theater for. Super Home Goods.
Y'all like Marshalls?
Yeah, Marshalls.
I saw there's a Tesla store down there now.
Oh, yeah, there is a Tesla store.
Who's buying a car in this Tesla store?
That's a great question. Text line 913-576-7610. I moved. Is Houston still on the Plaza? That's a no. No Houston's.
Yeah, it's gone. It would have been top five, but it's gone. P.F. Chang's? No.
No, P.F. Chang's is no.
Bowling's? Kind of put in the same vein as Jack's. Like, I can get it other places.
Yeah. Season's 52. Have you been there before? That seemed a little too rich for my blood.
If it's too rich for your blood, it's too rich for my blood.
Season's 52. Let me check their menu out real quick. Season's 52. Hold on. Let me see. You know when you go on Yelp and they show a little dollar? Oh, yes. They only got $2 signs. Oh, not that bad. Ford's when you like, yo, calm down.
I mean, you're Mr. Capital Grill. I guarantee Capital Grill's got four.
Bro, I've been to Capital Grill one time in my entire life.
Capital Grill dot.
I've been to Capital Grill one time.
That's the C and C dot is Capital Grill.
Nah, definitely ain't from Capital. That is definitely not it. All right, this was fun. I had a lot of fun today. We have a good list. We have a good foundation. I got my COVID test so I can go out to Chiefs camp. But we're going to have a great week on the drive. I'm so appreciative that you guys listened to the show today and made us a part of your day. Chris Unocero up next. His bun is extra bunny today. I'm out of here.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.